George Benson at 2NURFM, and you are the love of my life. And yet I'm looking at Lindsay Carr as I announced that.
I was just about to say you were looking at me as you said that, and I was a bit concerned.
I did note that you would make no eye contact with me until we got through it.
That's right. It's nice to hear. It's nice to hear. Look, don't cover up my copy, please.
Oh,
come
sorry.
On.
No, that's
come
right.
On. Gee,
I'm sorry. I'm putting my information over your information. And,
goodness.
And you're the one that has to actually read it.
That's right. Yes, yes.
Well, it makes a change for me just, you know, talking about how well you're dressed there, which is the norm.
Which we have already done.
Nice jacket. Good to see the boat shoes have gone this week, Lindsay, and you've got a nice pair of black dress shoes.
Yes, and for you, because I know you don't like boat shoes.
Yeah, yes. That's what it is, is what it is. Yes. Lindsay, lots of things happening this week. Now, we spoke to a gentleman from the Newcastle University Book Fair during the week. He bought in some great books, and you're going to talk about that fair with us this morning.
Yeah, would you? That's a novel idea. Now, this is... it starts as from tomorrow, and it runs for a week. And, of course, you've got more than 500,000 items, would you believe? Not just second-hand books, but records, CDs, DVDs and sheet music. So it's pretty good. Mm-hmm. And they're advising you bring a bag with you. So I think it's a wise idea.
Only one.
It should be great. Well, have to come back a few times during the week.
Maybe two. And we're going to the cinema?
Yeah, so the Lake Cinema at Boolaroo. It has a documentary called Chicken People. Which explores the colourful and highly competitive world of American champion show chicken breeders with all its struggles and triumphs. So it'll be a fun and insightful look at the obsessive motivations and subculture of the poultry chicken breeders. It's called Chicken People.
I didn't even know that was a thing until just now.
Yeah, that's right. Yes, oh, yeah, it's a big thing too if you're a chicken breeder.
Yeah.
My word, yes. Yeah.
And we're heading to the art gallery following this.
Yeah, the Kilgore Prize, which is as from tomorrow. This is the 7th annual art display of figurative and portrait painting from 30 artists, including 6 from The Hunter. It's being launched this evening with a prize awarded for the most outstanding work, and this is one of the most lucrative art prizes in the country. And the exhibition is open for public viewing as from tomorrow and runs until mid-October, the Kilgore Prize.
And some music, we're going to flutter that into the weekend as well.
Well, yes, on Sunday afternoon at the Newcastle Conservatorium, a concert called On Stage, the Newcastle University Choir and guests with songs from popular musicals such as Porgy and Bess, South Pacific, The King and I, Chicago, West Side Story. And if you can't make it on Sunday afternoon to the con, the concert will be repeated the following Sunday at Singleton.
Are you part of the lineup for this one? Are you singing along this, Lindsay? No?
No.
You do some stage work. We've covered this in the past.
Yeah, but I don't sing. Oh. I don't sing. That'd be nice to be able to sing. I don't sing. No.
Just the acting and the stage stuff.
Yes.
Okay. Well, what do you think about the acting in this last film? This interests me greatly.
Yes.
We're heading again back to the 1950s and the Regal Cinema.
Yes, it's having Godzilla on Sunday night. And this is the original 1954 Japanese classic, and it's to commemorate National Hiroshima Day. The original cult Japanese classic about a prehistoric creature, of course, who comes out of the sea and is awakened by H-bombs, terrorises Tokyo, or a man in a rubber lizard suit and terrorises Tokyo, more like. Mind you, in its day, it was a timely reminder of the threat of nuclear annihilation. So it has its value there, Godzilla. And you wouldn't believe it, it's preceded by the 2-minute cartoon, Bambi Meets Godzilla.
Is that really?
It's true, yeah.
I've got to go.
I mean, poor old Bambi lost his mum and then has to face Godzilla. And this is why it's only a 2-minute cartoon, so it can't be too much of a...
No, it can't be a lot of things happening.
Of a contest.
Bambi turns up, Godzilla turns up, we know what happens next.
Yeah, well, that's on Sunday night at the Regal Cinema, Godzilla.
Lindsay, always bringing a lot of different things for us. We've got books, we've got plenty of culture.
Yes, my word.
And we've got Godzilla. Thank you for your time with us this morning.
That's okay, thank you.
Lindsay Carr will be back next Friday. If you can't find something to do there, you're just not looking hard enough. 2NURFM 103.7.